Okay, so what's up, guys? This is Nash.
Dude, you're supposed to talk about what podcast this
is. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So what's up, guys? Welcome to Gaming Indians podcast number 11. I'm Nash.
I'm Sam.
Now, we know we didn't pod immediately after E3 got over, right? So
yeah.
That was our bad. We fucked up there because there were some technical difficulties and shit like that. But check it out. We got a decent enough show for you today. In fact, we're going to talk about some E3 stuff as well today. In addition to the Uncharted 2 beta impressions, we got Red Faction review and we got some Virtua Tennis stuff as well, right?
Right.
So let's kick it off with the news section. What do we have new in the gaming industry, Sam?
Alright, there's some news this week, although it's kind of slow, but first of all and most importantly for me, they finally confirmed that there's Mirror's Edge 2 being worked on. At E3, I think one of the websites spoke with the EA Europe Studios head, and he mentioned that they have a small team working on Mirror's Edge 2.
From DICE itself?
Yeah, at DICE itself. In fact, this guy is actually from DICE, and he's now the EA Europe head, so.
Ah, I see, okay.
He's pretty close to the Mirror's Edge team and all that. So he's like, we have a small team working on it, but they're probably just working on concepts right now, so.
Oh, so we got no details, nothing.
Yeah, he probably won't see the game for a long time.
I mean, but it's still going to be in first person, right?
I hope so, but, you know, they're giving these hints that that they may need to rework the game to make it more, to make it kind of appealing and make it work. So I'm afraid they may make it third person.
They'll kind of fuck up the whole split, you know?
What made the game not perfect was not the first person or the gameplay. It was basically the story and the entire layout of the game and all of that.
Your story sucked balls, dude. But I said, dude, gameplay was cool. Once you got the hang of running around in first person, I think it was good because that's what put the game apart from the other platformers on the block.
Exactly.
You know? Otherwise, it'll be like Prince of Persia in an urban environment.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, who gives a fuck, dude? Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Yes. Next we have, now they're claiming that the Xbox 360 is gonna have a 10-year life cycle. The PS3.
And who is they?
Microsoft.
Oh, nice, okay.
So, I don't know, there are many ways to look at the 10-year life cycle. You could just say that, we'll keep making the Xbox for another 10 years, we'll keep putting out games. Putting out games as in, keep, pressing games and putting them on store shelves.
Yes.
But what actually it needs to happen is they need to convince people to keep making games for or 10-year life cycle, which I doubt is going to happen with the Xbox. We'll probably just, the moment the new one comes out, which will probably be in three years from now or 2 years from now, they'll probably always just jump ship to the new Xbox and stop making games for the 360.
Definitely, that's what happened with the Xbox, right? They phased out Xbox games soon after the 360.
No, that's what they completely stopped it. They even stopped giving support and all that. But obviously, the install base is a lot bigger now, so they shouldn't do the same now. Hopefully, they won't do the same now. But
they're even stopping Xbox original games, right, now on Xbox Live.
They are?
Yeah, they are. That's what I heard the last time. I think an Xbox remake of Perfect Dark Zero is the last Xbox original game. And after that, you're just going to get Xbox 360 games online.
Okay.
So I don't think they're going to stop physical, especially once the Xbox 362 or whatever the fuck it's called launches. I think physical disc will pretty much stop. They're just going to have everything online.
That may not work, dude, because obviously, you're going to have games that are sized way above 10 GB from now on.
Oh, for India, dude. They take 10 years to download one fucking
game. I doubt home consoles will go that route, I think, at least for the next generation.
Let's hope so. Yeah. What else do we have?
Then we have, there's a boycott happening against Left 4 Dead 2, which was announced at E3, so that's a little interesting. I'm actually of the opinion that if there was a console version of the game, we wouldn't have Left 4 Dead 2 this soon. Because from what they've announced at E3 and what they've shown of the game, you could easily do all that via mods, right? On the PC version.
True.
So why would they release one just, 1 year later? It's been 1 year, right? Since the Left 4 Dead came out?
I mean, in November it would be a year.
Alright, so. Okay, so that's not even a year then. And they're already announcing the next one. So I'm guessing that it probably sold a bunch on the Xbox and they want to make more money, so. You obviously can't have expansions and all a lot on the Xbox and you can't have, user content either, so they probably have to release a new one if they want a new experience on the Xbox, so.
But they kind of fucked up in that respect because first of all, two things. Now, if you notice with Team Fortress 2, right, they've been supporting the game phenomenally on the PC. I mean, like, okay, fucking phenomenally. They could
also on the Xbox, or is it only on PC?
Is that as of now, these updates were only for the PC. They were supposed to have one huge big ass update for the 360 version of Team Fortress 2. I really don't know if that came through or not, because the game sucked ass on Xbox Live. There are hardly any servers and shit. But on the PC version, there are regular updates. In fact, every class has a class update, and all that shit. Secondly, dude, if you've actually seen gameplay for Left 4 Dead 2, it looks like fucking shit. I saw a gameplay video, okay, and dude, it looked boring as fuck. It looked like a cheap, poor man's Left 4 Dead made by some stupid ass studio from some stupid ass fucking hick town in America, dude. I did not enjoy the video. First of all, it was in the day, and that reduced the scare factor tremendously.
When
the horde rushes at you in Left 4 Dead, you actually feel a sense of panic, you know?
There's
nothing over here. Obviously, the guy playing also, he sucked major balls, dude. He couldn't play to save his life. But the game just didn't look like fun. And the new zombies, the hazmat zombies, dude, they look like fucking turds wrapped in like plastic wrap and shit. It was embarrassing, man. I'm like, it's just like not going, it's not even taking the franchise forward, you know, it's just like a step backwards.
Just daytime, a couple of new enemies, and you have five new maps, right?
That's new characters.
Yeah.
The old guys are gone. And apparently one of the guys is being voiced by one of the guys from The Wire. That's what I hear. I don't know who it is, dude. So fingers crossed, dude. And dude, don't forget, we have Max Payne 3's new avatar that basically, you know, pissed everyone off. But dude, honestly speaking, I think he looks pretty badass, because I checked out the scans, you know, and besides the one picture in which you can just see his paunch and he looking all haggard and shit, the scans that were basically leaked from the Game Informer preview, I mean, Max did look haggard and all too, but he looked like he could fucking kill you with his stare, you know. You look like badass, dude. I really like that. You're a little Bruce Willis-ish, yes, I agree, from Die Hard and all that stuff, but I like the way this is going. In fact, they gave a few details as well. Now, check it out. You know, Max Payne was one of the games that basically started this whole bullet time thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So now Rockstar is saying that, dude, every game after Max Payne has done bullet time really well. So what they plan on doing, okay, they plan on revolutionizing bullet time all over again to make Max Payne 3 stand out from the rest of the crowd. Now, how they're going to do this is something I'm very interested in seeing.
Dude, it's like easier said than done, dude. I mean,
exactly, because dude, I really cannot imagine, unless and until the game grows a pair of tits or something, I don't understand how how bullet time in Max Payne 3 is going to stand out from anything I've seen today. I can't comprehend that shit, you know.
Yeah.
Secondly, they say that the game is going to boast of fully destructible environments, and it's got the Euphoria and the Rage engine. But honestly speaking, I'm not impressed with this tech till date. I mean, Force Unleashed, GTA 4 looked good, the city looked good and shit like that, but there was zero interactivity, and Ragdoll and Euphoria was just like overhyped, you know.
I'm still
to be impressed by this tech. So maybe, just maybe, Max.
Dude, Euphoria actually is good tech. I mean, if you've seen the Backbreaker stuff,
it looks pretty cool, man.
Insane. Yeah. So if they actually employ it, well, I think it could be really impressive. So let's
see
what.
You know what? You don't even have to look at the at Backbreaker videos. In fact, before either of these games launched, if you had noticed, some user made videos on YouTube itself, you know, with the Euphoria. Basically, I think Euphoria released a set of tools by which you could fuck around with the engine. You know, you just had basic dummies and you could throw them into objects and all. And those demos itself looked like more fun than GTA's stupid ass ragdoll put together, you know.
Okay.
Hopefully these guys have had more time and they work on that and shit. So anyway, that's our new section. Now what do we have? Oh yeah, dude, let's talk about the Uncharted 2 multiplayer beta.
Cool, let's do that.
Let's do that, dude. Why don't you go ahead and tell us your thoughts first?
Okay, first we'll talk about the co-op, which was actually, it was kind of short, and there's this one co-op mission that you can play. That too is not the entire mission. It stops at this, like, mini boss.
Yeah, when the mini boss kind of thing comes,
Yeah. So, it's basically you and two other characters. It's basically Drake, Sully, and Chloe, the new character from Uncharted 2. So, it isn't just a story co-op, it's just like mission based, like Resistance 2, you know, that kind of co-op.
Yeah,
so basically the mission is that you have to go and retrieve this treasure from somewhere. So
obviously
it involves a lot of shooting. Basically you have enemies coming from all sides, so you basically need to cover all sides of the map, so it requires a lot of teamwork. You know, three guys need to cover different sides of the map.
Yeah.
Because the enemy is coming from all sides. You also have these I wouldn't call them co-op, but there's these coordinated things you need to do, like, you know, moving barriers and, you know, scaling walls and all, where basically all three will need to be present for it to happen.
Yeah, you know, that's actually pretty retarded because you need all three to be present, but then
but
when
they don't
you're
do anything.
Doing the action, yeah, it's either just Drake or Sully, just one person who's doing something. So it's like... So
basically, one guy does the actual act and the other two have to just go and stand in this particular spot for it to actually work.
They should have, you know, at least made everyone work their asses off.
Yeah, yeah. So that's there, and there's like limited platforming also, where just one person can do the platforming bit of the...
No, that's what I was just telling you, dude. It's not one person who's limited to platforming, because the thing is that, like, if you remember, in that one level, basically, you have to climb on top, and you gotta throw something down. I think it's like a ladder or a bookcase down, right?
Yeah. Basically, one guy does it while the other two...
So the other guys keep guard. I actually did enjoy that mechanic, you know, because that kind of translates into multiplayer as well, something we'll come to in a bit. But I like the fact that you gotta have your partner's back while your partner goes around, you know, exploring shit, doing platforming and all. It's kind of cool. Obviously, now this is just a beta, so we just had like half of a map to play around with.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking the full version can prove to be quite a bit of fun, you know, even if it's not.
Basically, it's the same map that was there in the first gameplay video.
The
Nepali, that marketplace or whatever.
Nepali marketplace. I was going to make some racist jokes, but I'm going to, you know, saying anyway. So and what about, see, the thing is that co-op was fine, but you know, I really had a blast in competitive, you know, especially the relic hunter
plunder
mode called plunder. Yes.
Yeah.
It's basically, basically like capture the flag. Only it's a flag, you have a relic. And the only difference is that you can throw the relic in front of you, behind you, wherever you want to do it. So basically,
and also it really weighs you down if you're carrying it, so you can't run fast.
Oh yeah, and you can't shoot while you're wielding the relic.
You can, but it's just a pistol. You can.
So basically, the point is that you can't go around alone while the whole team is after your blood. You have to have your homies next to you, protecting you with the AKs and shit. So it's awesome. You need coordinated teamwork to do that. And sometimes the relic doesn't spawn on one place every time. You know, sometimes it spawns underground. Sometimes I think it spawns in a height and shit like that. So you got to make sure that you basically cover Drake or whoever's going up there, his back when he comes down and stuff like that. You know,
and if you are carrying it and if you're about to die, you can just throw it ahead to your team.
Exactly. You can actually do like a whole passing the parcel thing, you know, especially if you have a lot of people. So just throw from one person and keep throwing to, and basically the objective here is to take it to your base. You got to take it to like the first floor of your base, and that's when you get a point. The thing is that I think this mode is a bit buggy because there were a few times when the relic didn't spawn, right?
It didn't spawn, yeah.
Which, so has the patch fixed that?
I haven't played after the patch actually, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. And then basically the other mode is just your regular team deathmatch. Which is also fun. You know, the thing is that...
Yeah, it's fun.
I was honestly not expecting this to be fun because I'm like, first of all, a game like Uncharted doesn't need multiplayer to begin with. You know, I was like, dude, they're just like fucking doing this just for the sake of cashing in on the whole multiplayer thing. Right. Once I played the game, I'm like, dude, it's got like a fucking upgrade system. It's got like unlocks. Yeah, it's got perks. I mean, they have put in a good amount of work into this. You know, it's just not some half-assed product. So much respect going out to Naughty Dog.
Plus on top of that, there's two things that you don't see in other multiplayer games. First is there's platforming in a shooting game, which is pretty cool. You can actually climb buildings, you know, jump off rooftops and stuff like that. And secondly, there's stealth in this, where you can actually, you know, get behind people and, you know, stealth kill them. The game doesn't have one-shot kills, you know, you have to keep shooting someone to kill them. Whereas a stealth kill is like instant, you know, you just get by someone, press square, or the square, right?
The melee button, yeah, square.
Yeah, press square and he's dead. Same thing also if the enemy is on a rooftop, you know, you just get to the ledge and the moment they approach you, you can just pull them off the rooftop and they're dead. It's very cool actually. It's more fun to kill them that way than to actually shoot them.
Yeah. So when is the game releasing?
I think it's November. There's no date yet, I think.
It's a long fucking way, dude.
Yeah. Not really. It's what, 5 months? 4 months? Yeah.
Oh yeah. All right.
We'll probably have a beta to play. But a preview once Gamescom happens.
Fingers crossed, dude. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And so what else have you been playing?
Been playing tennis, dude.
Oh, what's your tennis, huh?
Yeah. It's
so how's it, dude?
See, so far it just feels too similar to the previous game to actually really impress. I mean, they've made some improvements. There was this thing in the earlier game where you would just do this really ugly looking dives every time he was a little far from the ball. They removed that now, so it looks a little bit more real, but it's way too similar to the last game to actually I don't know, you don't feel like you've really playing a new game. I mean, they made a few changes. They've basically redone the career mode a bit, and they made it a little more deeper. But on the whole, I don't think it's much of an improvement over the last game. It's still a good game, and it's a lot of fun, but not much of an improvement over the last game.
Would you recommend this game to people from what you've played till now?
I think if you want a tennis game and you don't own the earlier game, then you definitely pick it up. But if you have Virtua Tennis 3, then I think you should just stick with that.
Alright, so when can we expect your review? Full-fledged?
I hope by at the end of next week, because I've just been playing it for a couple of days, so and the career mode is kind of deep, so it'll take me a while.
Alright. So, I think we're done with our previews there.
Yeah.
Now, the only game we can talk about this week, the only game that actually significantly released, not this week, but a few weeks back,
yeah.
was Red Faction
yeah.
Guerrilla.
Yeah.
Right now, we'd already spoken about it when we played the demo, and that time we were like totally impressed about the game and shit like that.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is that the game gets repetitive.
Surprisingly, if you go on the forums, people are loving it. They're not finding it very repetitive or very boring.
Don't get me wrong. I love the game too. I mean, I really like the way they've handled destruction and all that shit.
Yeah.
But the thing is that it's a bit like GTA 4, you know, like, see, first of all, it's made by the same guys who made Saints Row 2, right? Volition.
Yeah.
Now, Volition put in a shitload of variety in Saints Row 2.
Yeah.
All that variety has gone out of the fucking window for Red Faction Guerrilla. First of all, I mean, there are a few set of missions, right? You gotta rescue hostages, you gotta drive a car from one place to another, and you gotta blow shit up. Now, these missions are just rinse and repeat like 100 times and it's the game over. Be it side quest, be it main quest, it's pretty much the same thing. Only towards the end, or sometimes in the middle, you'll get a mech to wheel, and that'll be like awesome, because you'll be blowing the fucker off everything, but otherwise it's just same. So that's what kind of pissed me off, you know? It got boring, it got repetitive, but then, again, I mean, the way you destroy shit, I guess I can live with it.
Yeah. See, I mentioned in my review that, you know, like in my mind, I can like break it down into three parts, you know, the campaign. The first, you know, you have the first 10% where basically in Parkour, which is the first sector.
Yeah.
And you have the last 10%, which is actually really, really intense, where you have a lot of cutscenes and you have a lot of storytelling and all that.
Yeah.
And then you have the part in between, which is just, like, you know, it's just the same thing again and again and again and again. So while the beginning is quite fun because it's also very new to you, and the end picks up a lot, and the story really comes, evolves a bit, and there's a lot of cool missions over there. In between is where it just feels really, really bland, and I just feel like they haven't paid too much attention to what's happening in between.
It becomes a mindless grind, you know, like an MMO.
Yeah,
it's just like grinding to like
level
up. But then, for some reason, the thing is that I found this very weird, is that, you know, when you go online and you play multiplayer, the multiplayer is kind of fun because
you have all this
destruction that's carried forward to the multiplayer. So, you know, bringing down a house on an enemy and all is always fun to watch. But the thing is that you have these certain exclusive packs, like the Rhino pack, which
Rhino
basically
pack,
allows
you
to just run through weapons, run through buildings,
and you have
the earthquake or generator or some shit like that. And all of these are not then single player, which is weird because even if they didn't want to keep it the first time around, you know, thinking that, you know, that'll make the game too simple for these guys, maybe once you finish the game, you can unlock them, you know? But they totally omitted them, which was kind of...
Why isn't there co-op in this game? I don't get it, dude.
Dude, seriously, man.
It's the ideal
same
game
thing
for
I was thinking, man.
See, because you have cars to travel around in, so you can always have two guys in there. The missions can be done by two guys. So I don't really see the point of
it. It would have actually
having...
been a fucking ball in co-op, man, blowing shit up, you know, coordinating. In fact, you know what I would have also preferred? See, the thing is that what this game does, every time it just takes a gangbanging approach. You know, you just go in there and you fuck shit up. They should actually let you do it in a kind of a stealthy way, you know, like go in there, set some traps, set some, you know, charges, and then sneak out of the base, go at a distance and just watch the whole base blow up. AI in this game is fucking daft. Be it the enemy AI or be it the friendly AI
Friendly AI is the worst, dude. It's so bad.
The fucking chooch that come to help you out, they end up getting in your way. You fucking shoot them by mistake. The fucking
the
morale.
The worst thing is the morale. You increase the morale so these guys come and help you.
Dude, these
and
fuckers
come to help
fucking
you and they kill them and morale drops again.
Very pissed off. And you know, even when I was trying the hostage rescue mission, these dumb fucks, instead of getting in the car, they would jump in front of my fucking car, dude. I'm like, you dumb fucking bitch, get in the motherfucker. Fucking car, not in front of the motherfucking car. You know, BP high, man. But yeah, that's what made the hostage missions a bit annoying. But other than that, like I said, the thing is that what I did appreciate is the fact that, you know, like from maybe the first level towards the end, like towards the mid level, the frame rates were really solid. Towards the end, it kind of crapped because I think the city, I mean,
it came to a crawl actually in the end when you're on the Walker mission.
Some
yeah.
of the bigger buildings and stuff like that, when they crumble, it's like a full slideshow happening. But overall, I think they still did a phenomenal job. I mean, environmental destruction has never been this awesome.
Amazing, yeah. Very good.
It's good. Even though, like, you know, we realize that a few buildings, like, and billboards and all, they fall in a scripted way, you know,
stuff like that.
It's still very, very fucking impressive. So
very nice.
The bottom line is, if you like mindless violence, if you like blowing shit up, you need to pick this game up, dude. Simple as that.
Especially if you want to play multiplayer a lot, I think you should pick it up. But for single player, it's not that great.
And a word of advice from me would be, if you really like the game and if you don't get bored, you know, props to you. But for some reason, if you find yourself getting bored, play the game in short bursts. It really helps.
That's what
really made me finish Assassin's Creed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Red Faction Guerrilla, buy. Right?
I wouldn't say buy, dude. I would say try.
Okay, so Sam says try for you, buy. Yeah. I say, since I'm a bit partial towards mindless win games, I'm like, you know, go ahead and fucking buy it, dude. You only live once, what the fuck, yeah? And yeah, there's no good game coming out for a while now.
Yeah, dude, next is Arkham Asylum, I think. Oh, Fight Night, dude.
Prototype, man.
Prototype is already out, dude.
I know, we still haven't got a copy yet. So hopefully next week I should be able to review Prototype if I get my fucking copy in hand.
Yeah.
But that's another story. Anyway, now we come to the final section of the podcast in which basically we are just quickly going to dissect... what the fuck are we going to dissect? We're going to dissect Microsoft's Project Natal and Sony's motion sensor controller. So what are your views? Okay, so first of all, you guys do know what Project Natal is basically. It's going to be like a big-ass sensory device that's going to scan your whole body into your console, and basically then you'll be able to control your avatar from there. It's even going to do a voice recognition, right?
Yes, it is.
So it's like pretty much you're going to be projecting your actual self into your game. Now, this sounds really cool and very like sci-fi-ish and all that stuff, but I don't know how it's going to work out in gaming, because like you said, like you know, why don't you tell them how it's going to play out for a game like Burnout Paradise?
Yeah, okay, see, basically Burnout, the way it works is, You move your hands like actually driving a car, like actually controlling a steering wheel. And the way it works to accelerate is you move your right leg forward to accelerate. And to brake, you move your right leg back. So basically you stand and play the game. And this is how you accelerate and brake. So, and you were mentioning, okay, what if I want to scratch my face while I'm playing?
Exactly.
You know, what do I
scratch my ass, dude? What if I want to do anything, man?
Yeah. So basically, the biggest thing about motion controllers is, you have to have a point of reference, which is what the Wii has with the Wiimote, and Sony is also going to have with their controller. When you're going to use your entire body to control the game, it's not going to be as precise as if you have something like a controller in hand. So I'm very skeptical about this Natal thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, like, they showed a demo of the chick breaking some bricks with a ball and all that stuff. Okay, that was cool. Then they showed some guy painting the fucker or something, which is also kind of like whatever. But my point is that how would this get integrated into, like, actual shooters, first person, third person, you know, action games, whatever. I can even see this basically somewhat being implemented in a fighting game, you know, like a brawler. It could work.
Yeah.
But I don't see how it's going to work out in the first person arena, dude, or in a third person shooter for that matter. So, what makes me think is that these guys are basically just going to concentrate on first party, casualish kind of very kiddie games, you know, because I don't see a Halo using this or something like that. Although there was something about Project Natal being used in Halo Reach, right?
Really? I don't know.
I just happened to read something, and in fact, it was posted on the Score forums.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, I didn't get to scope that out. And then like Sony's controller, basically two glowing dildos in your hand. And you'll be able to use them like the
Wii. Was it two or was it one?
It was two.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was two. Yeah, right.
The thing is that, you know, all said and done, I did actually prefer Sony's controller to Natal simply because while that guy was demoing some stuff, you know, especially the part where he's shooting goblins with the bow and arrow,
dude,
that looked fucking badass, man. I'm like,
dude, that's what I'm saying. When you actually have a controller in hand, you can actually make it more precise than actually doing it with just your body parts, because the camera can't pick up body parts as easily. Because like I was saying, you know, say you're driving a car with the, you know, you're just moving your hands around. Now the camera won't just pick up your palms, because when you're moving your arms, your elbows move and your shoulders move. So camera will pick up all of that, you know.
If the
camera has to not pick up your elbow and your shoulder, that means it's not picking up minute movements.
It's true.
Are you getting me?
Yeah.
So basically, it's picking up very, very inaccurate movements. Only if you're moving your arms a lot, will it pick up the movement.
Yeah, I guess they'll have to keep it to arcade games, you know?
Yeah.
Like avatar-based games and shit like that, maybe. I don't know how it's going to work. If they do it properly and if it really works properly, then it could be cool. But if not, I think I'm going to lean more towards Sony's controller, which actually has a more realistic and a more practical...
I don't care about either of them, dude. I just want to play with the fucking controller, dude.
Dude, you know, this actually brings me to why I did not enjoy this year's E3. For one reason is I was fucking disappointed because every, like... Okay, sure, they did announce some good shit, you know, Crackdown 2, love that shit, MGS 4 coming on 360.
Dude, Conviction, dude, Conviction. That owned everything else, dude.
Totally, much love for that shit. But the point is that they spent too much fucking time harping on casual. Ubisoft's entire conference, half of EA's conference. I mean, who the fuck gives a fuck about some games where you gotta dress bitches up on the fucking DS, man? What the fuck? You don't do this at an E3. Do you do this at some chutia fucking conference held in the back of your yard or something, man? Really pissed me off, dude. I was expecting some good footage from EA, Army of Two. Nothing, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, all we got is Peter Moore talking his ass off and now I'm like falling asleep because I'm not even into sports games that much.
Yeah.
We got them fucking copying the MMA game, EA Sports MMA. And dude, what is up with people announcing games and not even fucking showing either a proper trailer or at least showing us some footage, dude? I am sick of that shit, man. I mean, even Rockstar, they announced the agency, PS3 exclusive.
Agent,
PS3 exclusive, blah, blah, blah. It's going to do this, it's going to that. What the fuck am I supposed to do if
dude,
I don't...
Apparently, Rockstar didn't want Sony to announce anything and Rockstar is planning their own way of unveiling
the really?
But either way, if that was the case, then they shouldn't have shown an E3.
Exactly, man. Or they could have shown some screenshots or anything, dude. And where the fuck was Eidos? Where was Hitman? Where's the new Hitman? Where was the new Thief game? Why wasn't anything being shown? Why were there...
Eidos was like very, very hardly present at E3.
I think they were just playing Just Cause 2, right? Mini Ninjas. I think that's about all I heard from them. Yeah? Nothing else was there. Even there were rumors that, you know, I mean, the weeks leading up to E3, I was hearing rumors of a PS3 Slim, of a PS3 price cut. I was hearing talk about Killing Day coming back, playing with my feelings. Which led me believe that maybe 8 days and all was also alive and all. But like, whatever, dude, like big slap on my face. So overall, I would say I'm glad E3 2009 was a little big in scope and it's going the right way. You know, it leads me to believe that maybe E3 2010 could be like back to its former glory and shit like that. But what's worrying me is this trend, you know, to steer actually away from proper gaming. I just hope that next E3 we get more games, like actual proper games, get more gameplay footage. I'm not even talking about CG trailers anymore, dude, like whatever. And I'm talking about like, I need like substantial information.
And I also want games that are actually going to come out within the next 12-18 months, not games that are coming out 5 years from now. I don't want to hear about Killzone 2 in 2005 when it's coming out 2009.
Yeah,
true,
totally, dude. In fact, dude, I got my fucking, I don't even know if like half of these games like Conviction and all will stay on track. They say Conviction is 2009, right?
Dude, they actually have a date for it. It's in November. So it's coming for sure. It better be coming for sure, dude.
It better be coming, dude, hopefully. Alright, guys, so that was this week's podcast. We hope you had a good time and we hope we touched on some issues basically that you guys were thinking or at least talking about. Like we've always been saying, you guys are most welcome to come on the podcast. You know, I'm going to keep saying this until someone actually does fucking come on the podcast. So, yeah, I mean, I'm Nash signing off.
See you guys.